in every community that I lived in, I've always wanted to find a way that I could contribute to help make the community better.
Lloyd Platson is the prevention director at Sitka Counseling. Platson lived in Sitka for a few years in the 1980s and moved back in 2015.
Having lived here for a few years and seen some of the dynamics that have gone on, I think there's some issues within the community that need to be addressed, and I think I can help with that. One of the big issues that we have here is substance misuse, and that's my background. I've been in prevention for about a little over 45 years.
Platson also directs the HOPE Coalition, a group of organizations addressing drug abuse in Sitka. He's led a few commissions, too, so he's interacted with the assembly from the floor, so to speak.
I've presented in front of the assembly a few times, and you know, being on the assembly is a tough job, I think. But I think there's ways to kind of minimize the friction that occurs between the assembly and the community members.
He says if elected, he would try to foster more transparent communication with Sitkins.
I know there's some things that you can't share because of confidentiality, but I think the more information people have in the community, the more they would understand the decisions that are made, and maybe some of that animosity or frustration that occurs wouldn't be there because of that.
Platson says he's focused on substance abuse issues, affordability, the cost of electric rates, and fostering a good relationship with the Tlingit community. And he thinks the assembly should prioritize what he calls maintainability.
How do we maintain services at an adequate level? How do we maintain just the quality of life in our community? I think sometimes people say we always got to be progressing, we got to be bringing in more money and things like that. And I think the reality is how do we live within our means? How do we maintain what we have and improve on that a little bit so that all of us benefit from that?
The filing period to run as a candidate in the 2019 municipal election closes Friday, August 2nd at 5 p.m. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.